Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of nubuwwat or prophethood, the misconception we will discuss today relates to certain fantastic events which are alleged to have taken place at the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said that at the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the castle of the king of Persia, a severe earthquake inflicted that castle, and 14 of its turrets actually fell down. And similarly, it is also said that the river of Sawa also went dry at his birth. And it is another thing which is said is that the temple, the fire temple of Persia, it was extinguished at his birth, and the fire in that temple was burning for the past 1,000 years. And at the birth of the Prophet ﷺ, that fire got extinguished. And by referring to these incidents, it is said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born with these incidents. His birth was announced by these incidents so that the world could know who has been born, and so that his own opponents could know who had been born. And through these incidents, the superiority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is established, or people try to establish it. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this particular incident is something which is a total fabrication. It has no basis in the authentic ahadith. And whoever has reported this incident has been very, very subjected to severe scrutiny by our muhaddisoon, and they have shown that the narrators of this incident are unreliable. And so therefore, anything that they say cannot be relied upon. And in the wake of this criticism by our muhaddisoon or our scholars of hadith, these incidents or these events which are alleged to have taken place at the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they cannot be relied upon simply because their authenticity stands totally doubtful. And so we Muslims must not take support from such incidents according to which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was born. There are certain events which took place and which in themselves are something which cannot be established in history, and which cannot be established even through narratives which report this history. It also needs to be understood that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet of God who was the final prophet of God, and of course he had certain distinctions from other prophets of God, and we know these distinctions, and in these particular aspects he was superior to certain to other prophets of God. But again, it needs to be understood that the teaching of the Quran is that there is no absolute superiority of any prophet over other prophets. There are spheres in which a particular prophet is superior to the other prophet, but there is no absolute superiority of a single prophet on the rest of the prophets. This is a attitude which we Muslims have become very familiar to, in which the nations of other prophets too have adopted. But in reality, the Quran says that this is an entirely wrong concept. It is a wrong attitude which the nations of prophets adopt. They should know that each prophet has his own distinction. But there is no absolute distinction, or there is no absolute superiority of one prophet over the other. This concept is totally alien to the Quran. So in a nutshell, it needs to be understood that these events which I just described in the beginning, they are totally unfounded. They have been described in narratives which are totally unfounded, which cannot be relied upon. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not need the support of such false concoctions to prove his superiority. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.